Report: Soros-funded groups behind Democrat plan to decriminalize illegal immigration. By John Binder on April 22, 2025. Several non-governmental organizations, NGOs, funded in part by Alex and George Soros's Open Society Foundations, convinced Democrats to adopt a platform that sought to decriminalize illegal immigration to the United States, despite its unpopularity with Americans. A profile on Alex Soros, the heir to his father's billion-dollar left-wing network, published in New York Magazine, revealed the depths to which the Soros family influences Democrat politicians in Washington, D.C., even convincing them to take some of the most unpopular policy positions. In July 2019, amid the Democrat presidential primary, Soros-funded NGOs successfully got the likes of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Bernie Sanders, and Kirsten Gillibrand, among others, to endorse a plan to decriminalize illegal border crossings. New York Magazine reports. This past November, a post-election consensus began to congeal everywhere from the liberal New York Times to the Progressive Nation to the Substacks of the Populist Center, blame the groups. The argument: nonprofit advocacy organizations had pressured the Democratic establishment into unpopular left-wing positions on issues such as policing, gender, and immigration by claiming to speak for the party's multiracial working class, when in reality they represented a highly educated sliver of the party. As a result, once reliable blue-collar voters who disagreed with these positions rejected the Democratic Party and Donald Trump won the presidency. Emphasis added. Trump's victory turbocharged the group's critique, but it had been brewing for years. In 2003, the Harvard political scientist Ada Skocpol published her book Diminished Democracy, which argued that cross-class membership organizations like unions, churches, and social clubs were steadily being replaced by top-down NGOs, which claimed mass engagement but were really just clearing houses for petitions and donations. Two decades later, nonprofits have gained only more political sway. If you're your average foundation-funded NGO, you now want to say, "I am a social movement, not just a foundation-funded NGO," the political scientist Daniel Schlotzman said recently. Except, it turns out it's all money from the Ford Foundation and Open Society. And they're not doing much of anything except talking to each other. Emphasis added. Amid the right's obsession with demonizing George Soros, there is scant mainstream understanding of what OSF actually does. One thing it does is fund the groups. In the summer of 2019, eight progressive NGOs teamed up on a campaign to pressure the Democratic presidential field into pledging to decriminalize border crossings. They were United We Dream Action, Working Families, Move On, Indivisible, the Center for Popular Democracy Action, Women's March, Sunrise, and Bend the Arc, Jewish Action. Though the policy polled poorly, 8 of 10 presidential candidates at a debate that June pledged their support for it. Joe Biden and Michael Bennett did not. OSF has funded 7 of the 8 groups. Later, a 9th group, Latino Victory Project, vowed to apply pressure on Biden. It also receives OSF funding. Emphasis added. The Soros Network's influence over the Democrat Party is widespread, most recently taking shape via various lawsuits so that the nation's far left can fight President Donald Trump in the courts rather than Congress. As Breitbart News has reported, Soros-linked groups are behind lawsuits trying to stop Trump from deporting illegal alien gang members, ending birthright citizenship for the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens, and deporting migrants who arrived as part of President Joe Biden's parole pipeline. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.